Well, scoot back to the Grand River Brewery. We literally started this pandemic with John Burka, and let's get a follow-up and see what's happening. It's been a couple trying months, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, well, right now I'm on the placid shores of Lake Leanne in beautiful Hillsdale County, thinking how I would love to be fully open, just like our friends up in Traverse City. They're at least partially open.
Yeah. Do you see us getting there here, or are you making those plans?
Well, you know, any place needs at least a couple of weeks to get ready. We have to order from our suppliers. We have to bring our people back that are laid off. And so it's kind of a big machine to restart. But with the carryout that we've been doing, you know, it's giving us a head start once we do get the go-ahead from the governor. But I got to say, statistically, when you look at our region, which is Hillsdale, Jackson, and Lenawee, our numbers are about the same as Traverse City. So I would hope that science would win out and we would open up here soon, too. But I really don't. The Restaurant Association is telling us don't expect to, you know, until mid-June.
So can you be ready to go right away, or do you suspect it'll be a couple of weeks after you get the go-ahead?
Well, they've been lobbying the governor that when you decide to open an area, kind of give them a couple of weeks notice ahead. So I think that's going to happen. But, you know, having the carryout is really, really helped for us. And, you know, we've had some great response. And, you know, you got to do some other things to be proactive. We've got friends at Polly's Country Market, and, you know, we bake our own fresh breads and cinnamon rolls and buns and all of our baked goods. And now you can get those at all the Polly's Country Markets, or at least most of the country markets, Brooklyn, Spring Arbor Road, Ferguson, mm-hmm. Chelsea. And where? In Adrian. Yes, of course, Adrian. But anyway, so we're that's good. And then our wives that have Veritas, they're actually marketing their sushi fresh daily at those stores, too. So, you know, it's a new adventure for us. But we're adapting, and we actually love it, you know.
So how's Veritas? They're doing carry out also, right?
Yes, they are. They got a pretty extensive sushi menu, and also delivering in the Jackson, greater Jackson area. But they've added some hot entrees now. And, you know, for instance, today at lunch, Walton Agency is buying 40 hot meals for lunch. We get a lot of things like that. We, you know, had big orders from the hospital and other places. And we're doing a lot of good things. And, of course, Grand River, you know, we're still making some good beer, and it's all ready for carryout. So, and people have the big holiday parties that they socially isolate at this weekend. So, you know, you could get a you know, hamburger kits. We're selling from Grand River. We're selling some 16-ounce ribeyes, you know, all kits to cook on your home grill. So those things are great.
You're selling your beer too, John?
Oh, absolutely. We can even deliver beer. So you can order a growler, and we've got some really interesting beers on tap right now that you can check out through our online ordering. But that's going well for us, actually.
Well, we're seeing, aren't we seeing at least more people in the downtown area? For a while there, it was a ghost town, but it looks like people are starting to get back and moving.
Well, you know, 4 weeks ago, I think most of us were afraid to come out of the house, especially older people like you and I. but now I think, you know, what I'm seeing is people are just so frustrated with staying inside. You're seeing more and more people getting out. My gosh, I went to Menards to pick something up the other day, and it looked like a regular day in Menards, except people were wearing face masks.
Wow.
So I think people are ready. So you know, it's just a matter of the science and seeing where we're at. But I think we've got an economy that's ready to go. I take a look at some of the other regions in the country that have opened up, and I'm in a restaurant group with a lot of those people, and they're getting fantastic turnout in their restaurants. So they're being responsible. You know, we've always had sanitation stations for our staff all around the restaurants. But, you know, people are taking a little more care now, and they're spacing a little bit, and the restaurants are packed in other places that are open. And, you know, we've got a lot of space at Grand River. We can check the event room, and then we've got the three levels of decks outside. So once we get the order, we're ready to accommodate people in a safe manner and continue with our great statuated cooking.
So what's a hot item for carry out, John?
You know, people love the Reuben. That's a huge favorite, the Power Bowl. Some of those other things, our barbecue. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still making barbecue every day. And, you know, and it's really surprising. We're enhancing our bakery, and we're eventually going to open a commercial bakery in Jackson within a year that'll have a retail window, too. But that's to make bread for all our restaurants. And we're getting a big response. I mean, our sourdough bread and our Jewish rye are, you know, really phenomenal. And all made right here in Jackson.
Yeah. I think you're planning on opening that downtown, right? If I'm not mistaken?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. And of course, you know, who would be crazy enough to open up a new restaurant concept in this economic climate? And, yeah, you guessed it, we are. So on Saturday is the big charity preview opening of our restaurant, Dahlenberger's, which is a high-quality fast food restaurant. That's our first one is opening up in Tecumseh. And, you know, we've had trials this week and invited some people through and scheduled it just so we could practice. And the reception has been fantastic. So this Saturday, when people want to take a ride to Tecumseh, there's our Dahlenberger's Double Deluxe, which is, you know, I'm not lying, it's the best burger I've ever had. I don't have to embellish on that one. That is, you know, $2, and it's going to go to a good charity in the Tecumseh area. And so we expect a lineup around the block for that because we've gotten a lot of great feedback. So,
is that will that be like a drive-through or how?
Yeah, that's all we can do right now.
Okay,
but it's kind of a, you know, everything's made to order, so. You place your order to drive through, and it kind of like some of the other people that do this concept where you'll pull to the side and we'll bring your food to the car. But everything's cooked fresh. Of course, we make our own patties. And just like at Grand River, we have a hamburger kit for the weekend. And, you know, we grind our own meat, you know, bake our own buns, and you're getting everything fresh there. And it's a pretty competitive prices when you look at what's going on with the meat industry today.
So you have some of your baked goods in at Polly's available?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good deal there. Where are you at down there in Tecumseh?
We're right at, it used to be a Taco Bell. It's on the main strip towards the east end of town.
Okay.
It's part of it is a Perky Pantry, which is a convenience store gas station. And the other half used to be a Taco Bell. Well, we've totally redone that. And, you know, you can look at Doll, D-O-L-L, then a small N, then burgers, .com, where you, for pictures, you go on their Facebook page. But, you know, it's a whole new concept. Once we get this going, we're going to bring one to Jackson.
Cool. So Grand River Brewery, still open for carry out. Just call ahead, John.
Yeah, and you can call ahead, or you can go online and order online. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. and waiting to run fresh beer right out to their car.
Sounds good right now.
Maybe not this early, unless you're Dutch. But
hey, I've been up since 2:30. It sounds pretty good right now. Hey, thanks, buddy.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to you, Greg, and I'll see you soon.
You bet. Take care. John Burke, Grand River Brewery.